Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the Schenectady City Council hopefuls and their ideas shared at a forum last night. Five of the six candidates were there, and our own Lucas Willard was on the panel.
Asking some probing questions last night. Yes, sure, Lucas was there. So there's about a month to go until Election Day, and so these candidates gathered at Proctor's last night to share their ideas for the city's future. It was a forum that the Daily Gazette hosted along with Proctor's. These candidates are vying for three open seats on the city council in Schenectady. All six candidates whose names will appear on the ballot in November were invited, and all but one attended. Candidates were given 1 minute to respond and allowed opening and closing. So the topics last night, the big topics, taxes, public safety, neighborhood development, blight, and each person's pitch for why he or she should be elected. About 75 people turned out. So good crowd. Lucas will have more details for you for WAMC listeners later in the afternoon or later in the day. So a good exchange of ideas and a good selection for the voters of Schenectady to choose from.
From there, we go to something that we're starting to see out west already, and many, I'm sure, here are hoping won't happen. An early visit for winter, and you're looking at a storm back in 1987.
Yeah, you know, if you're old like me, you remember this. It was back in 1987. We call it the October 4th storm. It was 30 years ago today that 6.5 inches of snow fell in the capital region, the earliest measurable amount of snow for this area. About 200,000 people or households and businesses in the capital region were without power. A man in Amsterdam was killed in a weather-related accident in Saratoga County. Schools were closed. People gathered in shelters. It was a very memorable snowstorm. Part of the reason it was so memorable because it kind of caught us by surprise. People knew it was going to rain, but the amount of wet, heavy snow we got was a surprise. We talked to meteorologists this week about whether or not something similar could happen now. They said it's unlikely, but, you know, given the weather, that nothing is impossible.
Well, we've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For these or other stories, you can head to dailygazette.com. And as she mentioned, our Lucas Willard will update us on the City Council Forum in Schenectady coming up later on Midday Magazine and in our afternoon newscasts. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks.